You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Peace, family. Is 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater.
Whatever though, right?
Two bad, 7 days.
Yeah, she wasn't eating no swine, things like that, right? So recently, they got their cousin house, their cousin talking Jesus stuff and all of this. So they come back, they're like, yo, dad, like, well, you know, I want to go to church. Or rather, why don't we go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. Like, you know, so I'm shattering everything from there. Like, they run the school, yo, Santa Claus fig, all of this stuff.
Right.
All of these pagan holidays. Well, my question to you, brothers, is this. So I frequent the mosque for fast, been around the nation since I can remember. One thing that I've noticed on the surface, right? That's what I'm saying on the surface.
Yes.
I don't want to say that's what it is on the surface. It seems as though we brothers got away from speaking about the black man's God. Right? I don't really hear that as uttered as much. That's one question. The second question is, it seems as though, you know, we feel like we got more average-centric, right? Like more religious-based, more like referencing the Quran a lot more. Not saying that is wrong or right, I'm just asking why. As opposed when 20 years ago, to my knowledge, I didn't see that as much. I didn't see, just feel like we more going to the spirituality aspect. And I kind of was leaning like, I was feeling a little, I didn't really like understand the direction. It was kind of like, you know, I don't know. So.
Let me jump in just a little bit. You know, in order for us to have this conversation, first we got to lure you here. You know what I'm saying? So, if you lure somebody, you lure fish with bait. You know what I mean? You don't throw in something that they don't want. You throw in something that they do. And then when you get that bait, then you got them hooked. And then you can reel them all the way in. So, if you ever meet us in person, then you know 100,000%. If you actually know us, then you're going to know what we talk about is the Black God Protocol. What we do is each one of us have our own lane. So if I want a person to get a particular mindset and let them know exactly how I think about Black God, talk to my brother, Dr. Wessel. He going to break it down from cracking atoms to creating planets. You know what I mean? And he going to go through the full entire dialogue with you. But over here, I'm going to get your mind right so you're even ready to receive that. And then when your mind is right, ready to receive that, then we're going to add more to this frequency. I want you to tap into Brother Rinson because he'll give you all the facts and solutions and things that we need to focus on. Now, if we want to get you into the nation, you know what I mean, to build with the guys, then we're going to tap in with BNX. You know what I mean? He going to reel you in with all of the truth, all of the research, all of the history, all of the false lies and misconceived evidences that have been presented so where we get rid of all of the preconceived notions. And then clearing your mind there for you. And then if you was to actually tap into one of these DVDs or read a book, that's how I know you invested into it. Because it's easy to get people on the surface and say, black man is God. Yeah, that feel good. But it's not until you reel them all the way in to where you can really, you know, create that relationship. And if you read the book, then it's going to give you a full, oh my, okay, I see what his brother mind is at. But this allows us to be able to get fishes of all different kinds. We not just getting snapples or tilapias or the brothers that's a seven guy. We getting the seven Adventists. We getting the Catholics, the Christians. We getting people from all spectrums that's never been done before the way we doing it because it's all strategic. Everything is done with a point and a purpose. And now each one of us is all going in the same direction, but we're using different lanes. So therefore, when you say you had to hit them with the Santa Claus and you got to tap into Halloween, all of that, we're getting all of the sides. So therefore, be like, okay, follow RZA. Now that you follow RZA, I know you're getting this certain information. This is going to complement that. And then complement that more and more. So I know the frequency of what you're listening to. This is the dominant frequency. Now, we can't do it like the old paradigm. If we wanted to do that, we would just reference all of their videos and repeat all of their quotes and make all of their mistakes. This is for the win. It's not just for the battle. So it's more so going into a whole new one. When we talk about not getting caught in the narration of whatever the white man tactics may be, it's about creating our own. So you get caught up in these tactics. And this is going to be a blessing for you. So the fact that you even having this conversation with me is a testament that it must be working.
See, and I'm going to just add on to that, brother, to answer your question specifically. When he mentioned everything he just said and the questions that you gave, because you were born in the Nation of Islam or you were raised at a certain point in the Nation, right?
I mean, born is my birthright.
Oh, praise to Allah, that's right. And then, of course, the Nation of God's nurse, by the God of Allah.
Indeed,
sir. Allah be pleased with everything that you received. You studied the 120s.
Indeed, sir.
You studied the Supreme Wisdom.
Indeed, sir.
In the Supreme Wisdom lessons, it does say luxury, money, good homes, friendship, and all walks of life. The difference now is that the appearance may seem like it's less militant because of social media. 20 years ago, social media is gone and that stuff was happening. We're talking about the 90s. 20 years ago, right almost now, it was right in the late 90s. So the revolutionary mindset was still there. Tiki Williams stood alive. Things were going down. And so it was pushing a little harder. Dr. Collin was still here. We were able to do it. But now, due to social media, all the videos are out. Everybody from all my elders, everybody from all the scholars, the videos are people have access to. They study it, they break it down, and they find out what they agree with, what they disagree with. Then they have all these other people trying to literally take pieces of the science, which you already know. Take pieces of the science, and then they will go and elaborate it on something completely different that has nothing to do with the true doctrine, the true 120, the true supreme wisdom lessons, none of it. But they have the large crowd now. They got all the followers. So all these people say, oh, y'all studying that Nation God and Earth stuff, Nation Islam, so all that's fake. Now I heard about this, this, and this. So because we are in the information age, people have become overwhelmed with information. Not truth, not actual facts, but information. A whole lot of crap to where they don't know what is true, what is false, what should I invest in, what should I put on my head, in my head. I don't, is it the Nation of God's Earth, is it the Hebrew Israelites, is it the More Science Temple, is it the Nation of Islam? They don't know. They don't know. Not realizing that all of us are family with different parts of the science, different pieces of the teachings, and it has been branched out. So to answer your question, one, the black man is God, number one. That's the dominant idea.
Black woman,
I teach that
itself
all the time. The video I uploaded today, talking about Superman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on. What did I do? I smashed up any one of you, any little opposition you got with some white man who you say is Superman, who we know genetically, biochemically, this man anatomically will not be able to absorb not one damn iota of sunlight without having some form of cancer. He must be black. He must be Aboriginal, Asiatic in order for him to absorb that and then change it into the environment that we have. I had to break that down because you worship the white man. The Avengers, X-Men, that's all us. All that information, they grabbed our science, put white faces on it, and now the whole world is worshiping them when they were supposed to be worshiping us. So we have to become a modern college, because I can't just come out and slash white folks.
I was doing man on Twitter.
Hey,
he a college.
California.
Everybody love. If you a man's man and you hear college, that's gonna resonate with you.
When college was the minister over 27. Come on
now.
That's when I was being raised, brother. I'm with man, please. But see, but we got children now.
I just want you know.
We can't be soft about it.
Yeah.
And I don't want. I want you to always know this, brother. Right. We're not being soft, not this generation.
Yeah.
The way we have to come at it now, and I told a lot of young brothers, I said, listen, you got to get on social media to counteract what this enemy is doing.
Indeed, so.
Put the teachings on social media. When the minister okayed it, we started going off. I get into debates often, but now it's going to be, we're going on tours now, so it's going to be face-to-face, 60 seconds or less, destroying all of that falsehood that you're pushing on the people, because this is the true science. Nation of God's nerds under Father God Allah, Clarence 13X, all of them know Truth from Cube to Bust. They all know Nas. That's they right. don't teach it too much because they settle now, doing what they need to do. Yeah. But now they all come back on.
Yeah.
If you know it.
Nah, indeed so. I mean,
because it's always
those like
it's time.
Yeah, man.
People like us with personality, but they fall in love with the character, which is the repetition.
Nah, listen. You know, this is something that I just had to express.
No,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm in tune, and you know, like I said, I'm well read. You know the books, all of that. I just had to actually, I'm just watching the transition, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I mean, I understand that certain things is, you know, is an illusion. Sometimes we gotta paint an illusion and live it out.
All
in the cycle.
Of it is an illusion.
You know, indeed, I got it, but it was just something I'm like, you know, not so much in terms of being in, right. not being that, but more so like.
You know what, brother? Because
I've never seen the Quran as referenced as it is now.
That's true.
So that was something I'm like.
But the Quran is such a heavy key. Mm-hmm. If you can use it, interpret it.
I'm not taking it. No, I'm not taking that.
I was just going to say that.
And I'm going to tell you exactly why the Quran started becoming written.
It's funny is that even when brother RZA see what I do, he don't know the heavy science that I know. Not until we actually have discussions.
Right.
Because I'm not just cracking atoms on my page. You know what I mean? I'm teaching you what general relativity is first.
That's right.
You know what I mean? I can't even get you into this science until I get your mind right.
Absolutely.
Because you got to appreciate the value of the mind that you're listening to.
Absolutely.
So it's not even to me and Brother RZA had conversations. Be like, bro, might have 19 keys for real.
Yes, sir.
But, and I say that to say this, is that the optics of it all of it has a purpose. And you can tell if a person's purpose is successful, you know, by what they put out. If you get the results,
mm-hmm.
we all getting the results.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can't do what Brother Ben do. He's such a great researcher and content provider. That's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I can't drop the facts in 60 seconds like my brother do. That's not my job.
Mm-hmm.
My job is to enlighten. Mm-hmm. And enlightenment is different than knowledge. You know what I mean? Enlightenment surrounds the way you live your life. And allows you to appreciate the understanding of what energy is, which all of this is. This conversation is energy.
Absolutely.
So you can't appreciate the transference of knowledge,
absolutely.
The vibration and receptivity of sound until you understand exactly what the gods are doing in this cipher.
Right.
And so I want people to understand the one to the nine so they can get the 19.
Right.
Because we tried the one. Sometimes people try the one, people try the two, the three, the four. You say, no, we're going to make sure we hit you with all of it.
Absolutely.
So from the bullets to the atom bombs.
See, and I'm going to just answer that question, brother. The Holy Quran being read more now is only because we have so much access to the truth and the science that we already had with the 120s, with the Supreme Muslim, to where we can break it down for our Al-Islam Muslim family.
Mm.
For most of the brothers who go into the prison and think that they got Islam, but what they really have is a piece of the original Islam, and then the rest of it is Arab culture, Caucasian Arab culture, from those who later became converts to Islam, not the original African, Asiatic, Moorish science. Not that. That's what we got
right.
with the Supreme Muslim Hessians. So we literally have to, we read that.
Yes, sir.
But while we're reading certain scriptures out of that, we go into the Supreme Wisdom lessons. We go into the true history behind, because we have to literally grab our brothers who just came out on the streets thinking they, you know, with a beard and wearing a jalabiya and assalamu alaikum. It's like, okay, brother, I appreciate you. Right? I appreciate you. So let me show you I got the truth. Okay. I know the Sahih Hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay, let me bring that, and then what do I need to do? Speak the language of the people. So I speak your language and I bring it into the original science, and then we can marry it, and now you can see, okay.
I have some tomorrow day 100.
Because you're following an parent.
You got the people. Nah, I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah,
You know, I'm always on it. My name is Jess84 on the gram. So sometimes,
that's right.
Even
that's
if I disagree with something with my brothers, I don't put that out there. I don't regurgitate certain stuff, though, because I understand, you know, certain things can be misinterpreted, right? Like, so, but
brothers need that.
No, but it could be
that reminder. I don't mind that.
But for those
public, yeah.
I know when a person being disrespectful.
For me, I'm in. Like I tell people, like, you know, I'm influential in my own right, and the things that I do, my people. but for me, I'm a popular guy where I'm from, where I've been to. So even if I see something that a sister might be not conducting herself right, you would never hear me say, yo, even if me and you sideballing about it, right? I don't put it out there.
I don't even have a comment on them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
Because what happens is now that you look to me and you believe in me, you subscribe to what I'm saying, and we know we miss a lot of sisters, and we talk, so I don't try not to disagree with my brothers, and I know they, not even disagree, but just
the only difference is I'm not involved. And so I say that because I'm a central personality within the documentary, which is part of the value that's being added to doing the black to Africa so they can see someone with my archetype of mind converse with the African.
Now you need to make sure that what you're saying is going to be reinforced by the people in the environment. Am I only one speaking continent? Am I only one sitting on the original tip? Are we going to bring up some more of Sam Collins, some Malcolm? Are we going to bring up some of these half-baked, punctified?
So I want to expose that in that mind. Right. And then I want to curate it as if this is the black man
coming back.
When they go on social
media and they see
after 400 years, and then after we do Africa, we're going around the planet and find all black people.
White man,
no, so, I'm dealing with the street. I'm around. Send me an email with your treatment. I can't move like that.
We might be able to collaborate with you.
But my son on the sidebar, you know, he's 15 years old. I said, man, you better never bring none of them local magnesias home. I'm saying, yo, dead serious, brother.
And that's how it's supposed to be. And funny thing is, with this Me Too movement, everybody else understanding that Becky ain't
mm-hmm. Not me. I'm part of the Not Me movement.
Brother, I'm like, man, I was right to listen to Farrakhan. Yeah, you're right. Kyla was right. Brother, Elijah Muhammad was right.
Come on now, that's the facts of it.
Brother, and we talk about that all the time. Like, yeah, told you, you should. You know, and if you in love with a white woman, and you know what? Praise be to Allah, we can't touch love.
Yeah, let's figure out what we can do together, man. You know, I'm big on collaboration, so whatever we can do together,
you believe love, I'm with it. With the fact that you love that person, love is what I,
man. I'm gonna hit you up. I wanted to have one of my brothers in college.
Okay, you both did so, brother. I appreciate you for asking that question in person.
He's very solution-minded as well. He's not in the
nation. No, the people I'm interviewing are most of them.
Yeah. But we like-minded.
Which explains the whole time. So I think some of the spooky stuff.
We right and two same
you know they brother they got so we gonna make it happen
I gotta hit back out to, now used to struggle
you gonna be
with
you gonna be at the monster
you when I was a kid Dr. Wesley like, what do you mean when you
I think fast it depends right? I might be a brother Ben
you know growing up because
some of the answers are just presented on my YouTube channel.
No, we break it all down. Effect.
Your brother's still praying like this.
I sent that to
some pray like this.
And then he called me. I came up here today.
But not.
It's right to what he's doing.
No. So no, we submit to, of course, supreme being, the creator of all heaven and earth, whatever you want to call it. So we submit to the God within self.
Send it to me as well. Yeah, I got you. You know, because in a book, I go down to the molecule. I go down to the water. I go into a lot of different sciences that I don't really talk about in my life.
Yeah.
So how do just because it takes a full body work, I had to really like create a whole class.
Yeah, it takes a real body.
Like I really want you to have the whole comprehension. I don't want to just. I said that it sounded good. Damn, that brother smart. No, I want you to understand.
Definitely for you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
This is what this means. You know, then we show them. You know, we go out to the grass, to the trees, and we break down and teach them the Islam, the original science, all throughout everything.
I gotta go. This is an episode of the cast, man. Sometimes you catch us live. This is a meet and greet. Me, brother RZA Islam, Ben X, out in New York. Gonna ask some very great, powerful questions. Peace.